Obviously, you were not, you were going to go out and swim a pretty hard race on this one. Was that, or just how coming off the...
I was extremely disappointed in myself for the 800, and some of it was out of my control, but for the most part, it just wasn't fast enough. And I thought that was going to be my best race here, and so I really had to let myself, you know, feel bad for myself for one day and then get past it right away, because, you know, I'm lucky to have another event that I have a chance at a medal at. And, it's, you know, it is all about the Olympics, but you do want to perform your best at a World Championships. But I think, you know, I got a little extra rest, and hopefully that'll help me for the final in this event.
So because of Katie Ledecky doing what she's doing, we've been talking to a lot of people about, gosh, would the women like to have a 1500 in the Olympics? But how, on your side, how would you, do you, or how disappointed are you that there's no 800 in the Olympics?
Extremely disappointed.
Yeah.
I think it's a competitive event, and it's, you know, we have 5 or 6 heats here at a World Championships, and I think that's more than a lot of sports have in their depth. But that being said, it's pretty out of our control, and it'd be awesome. But I don't think it's going to happen this time around. Maybe by Tokyo. Maybe I'll have to stay around for Tokyo.
As one of the world-class swimmers in this event, clearly, can you appreciate what Katie's doing in this 1500 in the women's side?
Absolutely. I mean, I find it hard to race my best times by myself. I've always had a hard time with that, so I think it's that much more impressive that she can just keep pushing herself more and more and more. I think she's also young, so it's a little easier to get to those times, the best times. But she's getting old enough now that it's just skills, and it's she's constantly bettering herself, and I think it's absolutely impressive.
When you watch her, what stands out? Someone who knows what it takes to do that race well.
I think the most impressive thing that she does is that she's never lost. And I think that's, I'm pretty sure she's probably one of the only athletes that can say that. And it's more of just an expectation she has to win every time. And I think it's pretty cool that it's always there. She always has that expectation, whether big or small the meet is. And that's an expectation that's hard to hold, especially year after year.
You've been talking about, you know, checking off the list of last meets, last Commonwealth Games, last Pan Pacs. What does it feel for you to now be coming up on your last World Championship race?
It makes me think I could go another year. And it's always open. I mean, I could see myself swimming another year to Budapest. And just off of this year, you know, there's been so many ups and downs that the fact that we can come here and still be competitive with the emotional toll that the whole year has taken on us is something that I'm really proud of. And I think we can expect better things, you know, with a more normal year, hopefully next year. But it's also Olympic year, so maybe I shouldn't count that on that.
Never
but,
really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there part of you that you've spent so much time and energy building this Canadian program, trying to build it back up, that you don't want to exit and not enjoy the fruits of all that labor?
I'm a small part of it, but I think this week we've had a lot of misses, and it doesn't seem like the luck is on our side at all. And I don't know how to fix that, but I think, you know, we've been in the mix. I mean, our 100 freestylers were both, you know, right there, and that's exciting because it's so not in my wheelhouse, but they've taken that on themselves and really pushed the event, and I think that's the most exciting thing, is to see all of our events progress a little bit.
This doesn't really necessarily apply to you, but is there a sense among the 1500 swimmers that I got to get under Katie's time?
I don't think so. I hope we're a little past 15:25. Well, I think it's impressive, but
I mean, on the top level for sure, but she would have been in the third heat of this time.
I think it's impressive, yeah.
Anything else, guys?
Thanks.